This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Watch the green bag. Wow. Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, blissed? Here we go. Your dial set correctly, too. USA Prepares. Thank you for being with us. Jason's engineering the broadcast. If you'd like to call us and talk with Dr. Shealy, 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. Telephone listen line is up and running, 712-770-9418. 712-770-9418, provided by Global Star. Thank you, Global Star. Dr. Shealy, are you blissed?
Yes, on this dull day when nothing new is happening.
Nothing new is happening. I was going to say, so Dr. Shealy, what's new in your world? Oh man,
you know it's interesting.
So are you? You're. Yep.
Well, I just detach from all the news. I can't do anything about it, so I just take a deep breath and let it go.
Mm-hmm. How about Springfield? Lockdown? Are you in Springfield or are you at the farm?
I'm at the clinic. The clinic is open. Medical people are allowed to travel. And, you know, we've got almost a full schedule.
And what are you hearing without, you know, being specific and violating any confidences? Are you hearing anything in general that you can share what people's thoughts are?
Well, more people who are annoyed or semi-panicked and anxious than truly seriously ill, at least contacting me. I mean, if we had somebody who, you know, sounded as if they had acute CMV-19, I would send them to the hospital. But here in the office, we're just seeing normal stuff.
Well, Dr. Shealy, if they're going to the hospital, it seems like the only thing a hospital can do that you can't do would be the ventilator. Is that right?
Well, that is true. However, you know, to keep our clinic in itself, if we had someone who had a high fever, et cetera, even though I'd like to give them the IV vitamin C, we would prefer to send them to the hospital where they're not likely to get it.
Okay.
You may have seen something about some New York hospitals give you all of 1,500 milligrams a day, IV.
Yeah.
We
would
use 50,000 milligrams or more.
Well, you've been saying since very, very early, actually way before this panic has started, that the vitamin C, IV vitamin C, something like, if not the Myers cocktail, would be the way to go.
Exactly.
I remember you saying that, and I've had them. Yeah. And now the medical industry is taking a very low dose of what you've recommended, and they're touting it as this is the greatest thing. Imagine if they use the full strength, right?
Hey, Ken, I'll be perfect like us, Ben, but they sure could try.
Yeah. So, what we're, you know, we're hearing, first of all, I thought we were in Baltimore, you know, for the last few days. I thought, this is Baltimore because all the gunshots that we're hearing.
Oh, Ben, I got to tell you about yesterday. Yesterday morning, I looked out the window from my kitchen. There was some woman dressed in bright colored clothes with a towel on her arm walking up the drive. About that time, the farm foreman, Joe, called and said he'd encountered this woman and she was talking nonsense, so I said, call the sheriff. Fortunately, the sheriff came within about 15 minutes, was at the farm, and took her away. She kept babbling about being dropped off by Danny. She was on drugs of some kind, I'm sure. But I'm now locking my car in my parking, in my carport.
Well, if I remember correctly, you've got a gate, don't you?
But the gate,
on the farm?
She well, it was closed, but the lock wasn't locked, so she opened it.
I had a dream last night about, you know, what's wrong with our gates, you know, around our farm. And what's wrong with them is they don't have barbed wire wrapped around the top rail. That's what's wrong with them. Well, I've been thinking about that. So, unfortunately, all we have is old rusty barbed wire. So I'm going to have to make do with that. But I'm concerned about people like... the census, they keep sending me this stuff telling me that, don't worry, we're coming to visit you, and I don't want them to visit me. And I don't think I should really spend my valuable time filling out this 8-page questionnaire about who lives here at the farm. Did you get the 8-page version, or did you get the longer version, or what did you get, Dr. Shealy, about the U.S. Census?
I think it was about the long version. I filled it out.
Yeah.
It's pretty simple for me.
Okay. Well, you know, I'm not going to tell them how many Mexicans live here.
Did you list your cats?
Well, it says it wants to know what is person number one's race. So, for example, it says, you know, question number nine. Mark X, one of the more boxes in print, origins, white. Print, for example, so if the person, you check the box for white, and then they want to be a little more specific, and then this is what they are saying. This is not me making this up. So, for example, there are little boxes, and you can write words in the boxes. So if it's white, is it German white, Irish white, English white, Italian white, Lebanese white, or Egyptian white, or et cetera? Okay, now if it's black, you check the black box, and that's black or African Am. I guess Am stands for American. And then they want to know if it's Jamaican, Haitian, Nigerian, Ethiopian, Somali, etc. And then they want to know if it's an American Indian or an Alaskan Native. And they want to know, for example, is it Navajo, Blackfeet, Eskimo, you know, and then they want to know about the Chinese, the Filipinos, the Asian Americans, the other Asians, for example, Pakistani, Cambodian, Hmong, Japanese, Korean, Vietnamese, Native Hawaiian, Samoan, Chamorro, or other Pacific Islander. So that's just one question. So, you know, I don't think it's any business how many Mexicans live in at my farm, or how many Chinese, or how many Germans, or how many Italians. And you know what? I'm looking for the part that says Jewish. I don't see anything that says how many Jews live here. I wonder why that is. Or Catholics.
You're asking.
Or Protestants.
You're asking for common sense.
Well, I'm not doing it. So I've got this form, and I've decided that the best thing I can do, and somewhere it says, like, start here, and it's start here, and it wants to know how many people. Oh, question number one. How many people were living or staying at this house, apartment, or mobile home on April 1, 2020? And it has two boxes, so you can have up to 99 people there. And so I'm just going to...
check 101.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to take a plain sheet of notebook paper. I'm going to tear it out, you know, with the three holes and the ragged edge and the spiral bound type. And I'm going to leave this, you know, the spiral, you know, the tear-off pieces there. And I'm going to write my name and my address, and I'm going to put a number there. And I'm going to say U.S. Census. And that's what I'm going to do. And I'm going to send it in to the, you know, they have a form number somewhere on here. And I'm going to write that that's, that piece of paper is that form number. And I'm going to send it in. That's what I'm going to do. Because that's all I'm required to do is tell them how many, not what color or shade or where they came from. I'm not going to do it. It's none of their business. But I know, if it's true to form, somebody's going to be driving up the driveway, which can be really hard because I have to crash through the gate. Maybe they'll hop the gate, but I probably should put something on there saying, caution, this is rusty barbed wire. You might not want to do it. And if that doesn't deter them, maybe the sign that says, man-eating dogs might do it. And if that doesn't do it, maybe the sign that says impact range, you know, target.
Target training Jeff to be the man-eating dog.
Yes, yeah, he's such a good boy. And when we, you know, when we used to leave the farm, I would say, TJ, you have my permission to eat anyone you don't recognize. Yeah. So, Dr. Shealy, this corona thing is really out of control. The numbers keep going up. Last Thursday, I got an email from Joanne, one of our instructors on the East Coast, and it said the number of infected was 65,000. Then she was on the air with me the next morning, and the number was 79,000. Then it was 86,000 that day. And then over the weekend, it hit over 100,000. So it went from 65,000 to over 100,000 in 3 days or 2.5 days. This thing is really taking off. And yet people are saying, you know what? I'm healthy. I'm not worried about it. It's just like the common cold. It's no big deal. I don't know anybody who... I remember when people used to call in sick because they got the cold, the common cold, right? They used to call in sick. And when people got the flu, they were down for a week or two, right? So why is this being treated as it's no big deal?
Well, I think it, to some extent there's been so much panic and variety of conflict in what's coming from so many different sources. I mean, you can hear exact opposites and worse all the time. So whom do you believe?
Well, that's a really good point. You can't even believe the guy who says it, even if it's the same guy, because there's a guy that wears a suit, a white shirt, has got his hair combed, used to be more orange, now it's more white, but and he wears a U.S. flag on his lapel. That guy, he hangs out at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. He said that he was considering locking down New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut. And then he said, no, I'm not going to do that, because the governor of New York threatened to sue him. Threatened to sue the U.S. government for locking down and restricting travel. So Cuomo, the governor of New York, was saying, you can't restrict travel. And so I was thinking about that. Let's say he were in charge of our farm, and which he couldn't be because I'm sure he doesn't know how to farm. But if by some stretch of the imagination he could actually manage a farm, and he had a herd of cows and a few of them were infected, do you think he would say, you know, it's okay, guys, you just all hang out together, and we're not going to worry about, you know, a few cows infecting the rest of the herd? Do you think that makes any sense, Dr. Shealy? Or what would you do? Would you isolate your infected cows?
Of course.
Me too. Me too.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, Dr. Norm Shuley is with us. Website is normshuley.com, normshuely.com. And if you want to visit his website and order the vitamins, mineral supplements that I take, you can go to normshuley.com. And we'll talk a little bit more about the supplements you should consider taking in just a minute. Dr. Shuley, so on Friday, just a couple days ago, it was about 86,000 cases. Right now, according to the CDC, it's 123,000 cases. So this thing is really growing extremely quickly, almost, well, doubling at almost every two, three, 4 days, literally. Have you ever, in your medical lifetime, seen anything that caught fire so quickly, that reproduced so quickly as this?
No.
Mm-hmm. I don't remember anything like this. So, right now in the United States, there are 2,112 deaths, according to the CDC. But I believe those numbers are not accurate, too, because I believe there's a lag in reporting, and I believe there's a lag in detecting and confirming and testing and so forth. Would you think that these numbers would be accurate, or do you think there's a delay, as I do, Dr. Shuley?
Oh, they're always going to be off. You know, it can be a week before they catch up to last week.
Yeah. A few, about 2 weeks ago, it might be just a little bit longer than 2 weeks ago, we learned in Missouri, made the news that in Greene County, where Springfield is located within Greene County, Missouri, there were two confirmed infected people. That was just a few weeks ago. Today, I believe the number is 502. So it went from 2 to 502. I'm sorry, that was Greene County, Missouri. But across the whole state, there's 502, which is an enormous number for such a rural state, except for St. Louis, Springfield, and Kansas City. And it seems that the big cities are where it's spreading like wildfire. Do you think that's because of the sheer number of people, or do you think it's because of the wealth effect, where the wealthy people in the cities seem to make more money, if you want to call it that, than people in rural America, and because they jet set around more, do you think, and congregate more, and rub elbows more, and socialize more? Do you think what do you think the reason is why?
I think it's concentration.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and by concentration, are you saying restaurants, subways, schools,
yeah,
theaters,
yeah,
movies?
People among people.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, what should, if we go to your website, what would you recommend? And we've done this many times, but I think it bears repeating because we have more new students in our class every day. What would you like us to take? And this class, this is not a commercial. Please don't think it is. I think I've tried plenty of vitamins, minerals, and supplements in my day, of which there are 68 years worth, I should say. And I like Dr. Shuey's the best. So, Dr. Shuey, what would you recommend?
Well, of course, list is vitamin D3, 50,000 units, once a week if you weigh 140 pounds or more, and three times a month if you weigh under 40. And you should have something like My Essentials, which is an excellent multivitamin B complex. And, of course, youth formula with 2 grams of vitamin C and 1 gram of MSM, etc. And astaxanthin. Now, I usually say 10 milligrams for the average person, but right now I would up it to 10 to 20 milligrams a day for the average person. If you're heavyweight, maybe 175 or 80 pounds or more, maybe 30 milligrams a day of astaxanthin. And I would keep on hand some 15 milligrams K2. And to get your daily need of K2 out of Dr. Shuey's Essentials. But in case you get the bug or feel as if it's knocking at the door in your body, then you take 3 of the 50,000 unit D3, and I would take 2 or at least 10 milligrams of the K2.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have 2 convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay. USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
After saying in recent days he was hoping things would get back to normal in the United States by Easter weekend, President Trump is now extending the White House social distancing guidelines because of coronavirus, saying this morning the recommendations are being extended till April 30th.
We just want to do it right, so we picked the end of April, the last day, April 30th, as a day where we can see some real progress.
Trump speaking there on Fox and Friends. The Navy hospital ship USNS Mercy is boarding patients in the port of Los Angeles while the USNS Comfort is expected to arrive in New York City today in an effort to reduce the strain on hospitals. New York City's mayor says he's ready to have people fined if they stand too close together. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
So here's the choice. Some people say the USA is finished. It's evil, a has-been, full of hate and injustice. The U.S. Constitution should be trashed and the Bill of Rights abolished. No free speech, no gun ownership. Competition and free markets are bad. We're all too stupid. For our own good, the government must own everything and know all your secrets.
Other people say that America has created the freest, richest, happiest, most generous society that has ever existed in the world. That's why millions of people are desperate to come here and escape their brutal lives in Cuba, Venezuela, North Korea, and 100 other countries.
In America, we have the right to succeed, the right to our own living, the right to have a family, the right to believe in God, the right to have our own ideas, the right to be safe and secure, and the right to be left alone.
Where do you stand? Help us save the Constitution and restore the American dream. Go to SaveMyFreedom.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a one-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Fox it.
No, there's something
happening. This can be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why today? God, you're
take my.
When you go to
the for 2 seconds, don't you?
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, Dr. Shealy's with us, and it looks like I gave you some information that was outdated. I mentioned, and I use rounding, okay, so just round to the up or down, as I was taught in elementary school. So I said 123,000 cases this morning. Well, that was probably a few minutes old. Now it's 143,000 cases right now. Kyle in Montana, welcome. You're on with Dr. Shealy.
Good afternoon. And Dr. Sheely and Vince, how are you doing?
Great. How about y'all?
We are doing good. I got a few questions for you, Dr. Sheely, of some information stuff that that I've heard and seen over the last couple of days. So this just happened to a friend of my wife's, and I wanted to read the exact email that my wife got from this lady who lives locally. And it says this, she said this, "For those of you receiving packages from Amazon, please read the following. Stay safe." Okay, this is just what she said. "I received an Amazon delivery this morning. The driver was almost to his truck by the time I opened the door, bent to pick up the box, and said, 'Thank you.' He turned and walked back toward the house. And then he said, 'Ma'am, these deliveries come from the distribution center. We've had positive testing for the virus. Leave the box out here.'" This is no joke. This is a true statement. "Leave the box out here in the sun for 6 to 8 hours, then open the box and take the item out of any packaging before you take it in the house. Leave the box and the packaging outside, then go wash your hands immediately." That was exactly what he told this lady, she says.
Well, it just shows you that there's no way that you can totally avoid contact with this thing.
Yeah.
Sooner or later, one way or another, by accident or purpose, you're almost certainly going to come in contact with it.
Yep. I had another, this is kind of, I mean, Vince has been saying almost exactly that same thing for a long time. I give him credit for that. He's always way ahead of the curve, it seems. But I have another question on a couple of different other items that I've heard and done some research on. This doctor was talking the other day on one of the YouTube channels or one of the other channels that I was listening to, and he said this. He said, if you happen to get this virus on your hand and rub your eye, say, he said, that is an entry point into your body. It is a kind of one of those, it's like an invading army slipping through a crack in the wall. Okay? But he said, if you get what he called a frontal load of this stuff by kissing someone who is infected or have them cough directly in your face so that it gets like hits your nose, mouth, eyes all at once, he said that is like blowing the wall down and an invading army just overcoming you. And he said the difference is if you wipe your eye and there's a small kind of for lack of a better term, trickle starting toward, you know, into your system, he says your body has a little time to react. But if it's a frontal load, that your body does not have that much time to react before it hits you, and then the overload of this, the power, the severity of it, is going to be much worse for you or your body to handle. And I was wondering what you thought of that thought process.
Well, I agree. You know, any place into the body, certainly your eyes, your nose, your mouth are the easiest places to get a hold. But even on the skin, it can get to you.
Okay, do you think there is a difference, a huge difference, like he was stating, though, if something were to hit you, like, I mean, it makes sense to me, but if you were to kiss someone who had this, that would be absolutely huge.
That's more than a triple whammy.
Yeah,
your lips are a bit damp, and you just pick up more of the gunk.
Yeah. It kind of makes sense about why so many of these kids that went on spring break are coming back now and getting sick really fast and really bad, it seems.
Yes, that was, in my opinion, unwise on their part to go in the first place, considering everything, but then everybody had to make his or her choice.
Okay, and then one last thing, and I mean, I know Vince is probably chomping at the bit to jump in here too, but I've got one last thing that I found very interesting. There was actually a doctor who is one of the doctors on the front line of this in New York City. I heard him talking on a YouTube channel. At least he said he was a doctor in New York City, but he said he worked in the ER and he was dealing with nothing but COVID-19 patients. And he said, I am relieved, actually. Now, get a load of this, right? He said, I'm relieved, actually, that I know I'm not going to get the virus. And so, and he said, well, why can I say that? Because I absolutely am not going to touch my face. And he said 99% of all problems, all of the infections that we can see right now are from people handling, touching surfaces of any kind that are infected with this virus. Which, and then touching at some point, some place on their face. And he said, there's just no way I'm ever going to do anything like that. And so I am sure I will not get the virus. And I thought, well, that's really, you know, kind of arrogant and brash, but I was wondering how factual, anything, or what he said there is.
Well, I don't agree with him totally that you can't get it unless you touch your face, because I think it's easy to get it if you, you know, breathe it from somebody close up, that kind of thing. On the other hand, hey, we all have our individual beliefs and propensities.
Sure.
Well, how about this, Dr. Shuey, how about this? So let's say he has... the soda machine is just filled up by the guy who just loads up the soda machine with cans of soda, and he kind of sneezes and while he's loading it, and then the soda machine's is loaded, and the doctor just puts his money in there and gets a soda and pops the top, and now he's kissing the can. That's not touching your face. That's kissing
exactly.
The can. Right?
And soda pop, one of the worst things you could take when you're trying to avoid the virus is sugar and junk.
Sure.
Very good point.
Go ahead,
Kyle,
man.
I have something to share with you and Dr. Shuey. I bought a portable LED ultraviolet C disinfection lamp that's handheld. Dr. Shuey, this thing is like if you were to take the center core out of a roll of paper towels. It's like that. And it's a glass tube with plastic end caps, and it has an LED ultraviolet C array in it. And it has a power supply to reduce the current and the voltage to power this so you can plug it in to a 120-volt outlet. And I'm thinking the cord might be 6 or 8 feet long. And so the reason I have this is to, when the mail arrives, the mail carrier is leaving our mail in a specific location where I can go down with a mask, gloves, long sleeve shirt, you know, protective gear, if you will, power up this light from an inverter from a vehicle and shine it on the mail. And then flip it over with, let's say, a stick or something, and then put UV light on the other side. What do you think about that?
UV certainly can kill the virus, but how much it would take, how good it is compared to just plain old soap and water or rubbing alcohol or Lysol, I don't know.
That's a really good point. So I should probably take this census form and wash it in soap and water.
send them a gallon. Just take it inside the bottle.
Take a few days to dry it out and let them know that I took care of it for them. I did wash it. But Kyle brings up a very good point, and that is that the package delivery people are handling all kinds of packages from who knows where. Okay? And there were, at one broadcast about a week ago, I mentioned that there were six Amazon warehouses that were infected, and they shut them down. By the end of the broadcast, I checked the news, and there were 10, a total of 10. So it increased from 6 to 10, and now there's at least 10. And I believe that that's what Kyle was talking about with his email from a person that said the package came through one of the infected sites. So now it's U.S. The concern for me is U.S. Mail, Federal Express, United Parcel, you know, DHL, if they're still around, whatever these package delivery places are, pizza delivery. People think that, well, you know, it's safe to eat out, you know, because now they're delivering, or curbside service. Well, that seems to me to be false, because how do we know that the people handling the food don't have it, didn't sneeze
exactly
on it, didn't rub their face, their eyes,
you know? You know, let's face it. You just have to take whatever precautions you can and not panic over everything.
Gentlemen, let me read something that is exactly in sync with what we're talking about. And Kyle, this kind of jives. It really does. So there is a website called ProPublica.org. ProPublica.org. Headline, coronavirus. What happens if workers cutting up the nation's meat get sick? And that's the headline. Then it goes on to say, as meat packers rush to meet demand, their employees are starting to get COVID-19. But some workers say they're going to work ill because they don't have paid sick days and can be penalized for staying at home. Here's what's happening in the meatpacking industry last week alone. I don't have enough time to finish this. Kyle, did you want to stay with us?
Sure, I'll stay just through one more segment.
Okay, this is quite terrifying, class, and I think it's a heads-up moment. We'll be right back.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Shealy.com, NORMSHEALY.com, medical doctor, surgeon, surgeon of the year, author. And we're talking about the Corona Panic. And this relates, and Kyle's with us in Montana, this relates to the meat industry. And what happens if the nation's meat cutters get sick and meat packers? So the article from ProPublica says, here's what's happening in the meatpacking industry last week alone. A federal food safety inspector in New York City who oversaw meat processing plants died from the illness caused by coronavirus. A poultry worker in Mississippi employed by America's third largest chicken company tested positive for the virus, causing half a dozen workers to self-quarantine. Another worker in South Dakota, employed by the world's largest pork producer, also tested positive. In Georgia, dozens of workers walked out of a Purdue Farms chicken plant demanding that the company do more to protect them. And Tyson Foods told ProPublica on Friday that a limited number of team members have tested positive for the disease.
That means the meat, the virus has its favorite place, fresh meat.
Yeah. So it sounds to me like it's throughout the meat industry because it's beef, chicken, and pork. And those are the... other than dog meat, cat meat, and horse meat, that's pretty much it. So that's in the food supply. It's in the meat food supply. So now
unless
the question...
You go out and catch it on a pole yourself, it's probably not wise to buy meat these days.
Yeah, yeah. So we were talking to... Yeah, boy, the phone's been ringing off the hook here at the farm. And people are telling us what they're doing about, you know, shopping. And on the East Coast, it seems like you can get, you know, more things that you'd like to buy for food than you can here in Missouri. So in the East Coast, what's happening is people don't want to go to the supermarkets. So there's a supermarket chain called ShopRite S-H-O-P-R-I-T-E. I think that's how they spell it. And what you do is you go on the internet and you just pick and pick and, you know, click, click, click what you want. So if you want peanut butter, you say, you know, I want Jif or Skippy. Or if you want lettuce, you know, you click all these items, then they give you an appointment time. And you show up with your car at that time. And then you have about 45 minutes to click all the things that you want. Then you pay for it. Then you with your card. And then you go at the appointed time and you say, I'm number 27 or something like that. And then the person will take a cart and race around the store, throw everything in the cart. But if you order Jiffy and they don't have Jiffy, they're not going to give you Skippy. They just give you what you want. So what's happening is people are getting less than their requested order. And that's because if you went by yourself, you could say, well, let me substitute, you know, one kind of peanut butter for another. Or if they don't have this size, let me get the next smaller or next larger size. But they're not doing that. So the decision making of what do you do if they're out of something is taken out of the equation. You just flat out don't get it. So the answer then is, okay, put Jiffy and Skip there and put all the sizes. Now you'll get like 16. If they have it, you get all 16. So it's a mess. And that's because people are in a panic. But we're talking about meat. So what happens if you buy fresh meat? Well, what happens if the guy that's picking your order has got the coronavirus and handles your package? Now what? So what they're doing is they're wiping them down with Clorox wipes. But that doesn't fix what's inside the package. That only fixes what's outside the package, and maybe only partially. Dr. Shuley, your thoughts?
I'm not going to the store.
Yeah.
Kyle, hey, what are your thoughts?
Yes. Well, I've got a question. Dr. Shuley, surely cooking the meat would kill it, correct?
Well, but you've got to get it out of the package
right. Without
touching it, get it into the pound, clean up the packet, into the pan, and don't touch it with your hand. You know, you got to be very careful. Yes, cooking would kill the virus.
Sure.
Don't eat it rare these days.
Right. And then make sure you wash your hands after you got it in the pan and that kind of stuff. Make sure you clean up. But I was curious about something, Vince. So when we were on break, I went on the internet there and found out that there is 110 Amazon distribution centers in North America, and 75 of them are in the U.S. And I was thinking to myself, you know, if 10 of them have the virus in them already, that's almost like playing Russian roulette if somebody wants to, because that's about a 13-14% chance that you're going to get a package. And depending on where you are, that might be a lot higher, because it might only come out of those particular distribution centers. But
yeah, if you increase that revolver cylinder from 6 to 7, yeah, it is Russian roulette.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. All right, Ben. Thank you. You guys have a great day.
Yeah. Thank you, Kyle. That was Kyle in Montana. Dr. Shuley and I will be right back. If you'd like to call, we'll pay for the call. 866-582-9933. All right, so I'll repeat that number one more time, 866-582-9933, if you've got some questions for Dr. Shuley or me.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.